The record number of fires burning across Brazil's Amazon rainforest has prompted renewed global outcry over climate change. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial.
How long will it be that countries keep experiencing these climate impacts before someone gets desperate and says, hey, we need to cool the planet with solar geoengineering?
It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth. But it also comes with significant risks and uncertainties.
Things like mass famine, mass flooding, drought, of kinds that will affect very large populations.
It could weaken monsoons in India, China, and Africa enough to affect crops. It could eradicate blue sky.
You start increasing the amount of diffuse light and you have less direct light, which is the same thing as saying it looks hazy and white.
And if the global community decides it should stop?
So you stop injecting it, and after a year, the cloud is gone. You get this rapid warming at a rate much faster than you would get if we had done nothing. If you've taken out the greenhouse gases that are adding to the warming, then the temperature won't go up. It'll stay what it is. So if we don't stop emitting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, we don't try as hard as we can to do that, then there's no point in doing solar geoengineering.
One reason this technology is appealing, it's cheap. One study estimates it would cost an average of $2.25 billion globally every year for the first 15 years of deployment.
It doesn't require a lot of materials. It doesn't require a big innovation. It basically affects the whole planet with one project.
Bill Gates is among a dozen individual donors and 14 foundations backing the first stratospheric solar geoengineering experiment out of Harvard. It's called Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment, or SCOPEX. A high-altitude balloon will lift instruments about 20 kilometers into the stratosphere, where it will release less than 2 kilograms of different naturally occurring chemicals, like calcium carbonate and sulfates, and then measure the change in atmospheric chemistry and light scattering. A study last year found that no existing aircraft can inject the stratosphere at a high enough altitude, but developing a new high-altitude tanker would not be technologically difficult or prohibitively expensive. Nozzles still need to be designed that can continuously blast out trillions of particles, and scientists still need to decide what chemicals those particles should be made of. But unlike...